12050 ਏਅਰਪੋਰਟ ਰੋਡ ਕੈਲੀਡਨ ਜਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਫੋਨ ਕਰੋ 905-840-9000-905-840-9000।
ਮੁੱਦੇ ਲਾਖ ਬੁਰਾ ਚਾਹੇ ਤੋ ਕਿਆ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਵਹੀ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਮਨਜ਼ੂਰੇ ਖੁਦਾ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ। और नमस्ते नमस्कार सीताराम और अस्सलाम वालेकुम एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहाँ कहीं आप मौजूद हो अपने कामों से जरा सी मुबलक लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए और ऐ बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर इस सलामे है बसीरा चंद रोज।
Sitaram, Sasrika, Jagudata. Sairam, Assalamu Alaikum, and good afternoon. Welcome to Shabnam Radio on this beautiful Saturday. Trusting you're having a good Saturday so far after a nice weekend with the weather, knowing that we are still in the mood of summertime. Let's make the best out of it. Anybody heading out to any weddings today, any function, any get-together? Well, we want to say thank you. Keep us company and we'll take you to your destination in fine style musically. My name is Richard Aziz, keeping you company on this 770 AM WQR and around the world at www.shabnamradio.com. I want to say hello and welcome to all our online listeners at www.shabnamradio.com. Well, we just, some of us might be sleepy because of Krishna Janmashtami last night. And of course, still singing in our hearts and our minds the beautiful bhajans in honor of Lord Krishna. As we say good afternoon to our friends at La Park and Shipping and Money Transfer, we want to extend happy Krishna Janmashtami to all our listeners. Hey, hope Miss Nanda Maharaj is listening. Nanda Maharaj, how are you? Hey, here's how we're going to start off today's program. And thank you again for spending time with us.
Achyutam Keshavam Krishna Damodaram Janaki Vallabhi
Well, remember last evening was Krishna Janamashtami, and I'm not sure how it flows over in today, the 16th. But joining us on the program and on the airways of Shabnam Radio right now, a dear friend to this program and to the community at large, our dear friend, our beloved Panditji from the Sankat Mochan Hanuman Mandir. I would like to say welcome to Pandit Rabindranath Tiwari. Jai Shri Ram and welcome to the program, Pandit.
Jai Shri Ram, my brother Richard, and Jai Shri Ram to all your viewers. Thank you for having me this afternoon.
Well, I know you all to another puja. I wonder sometime where you get time to sleep, boy. Because I know you would have been up late last night with your devotees, correct?
Yes. We usually, Janmashtami, the celebration ends at 12 midnight. So we finish at 12 midnight, and I left Mandir about 2 a.m. this morning. And Hanumanji give me the strength, my brother. Thank you for asking.
So, Pandit, if you could, our unlearned brothers and sisters, and someone who might not be of Hindu faith, what is Krishna Janmashtami and how it's celebrated?
Yeah, wonderful question. Thank you for asking. So, my friends, we in Hindu tradition, we have the concept of the avatar. Avatar means, the meaning of the word avatar is that Bhagwan assume a form and comes. When there is confusion and chaos upon this earth, when humans like you and I abuse our free will, when people take advantage of the less fortunate, when people do not have the opportunity to worship the way they feel like, then in the Hindu tradition, God takes a form, Bhagwan takes a form and comes based on the situation for the protection of three basic reasons. I will tell you Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, verse 8. Paritranaya sadhunam, for the protection of all spiritual aspirants. Vinashaya dushkritam, for the destruction of all negative thinking. And dharma samsthapanarthaya, for the re-establishment of spirituality. So based on the situation, Bhagavan says, sambhavami yuge yuge in the Bhagavad Gita. I take a form and I come to help my devotees or spiritual aspirants. So we celebrate. Not like how we celebrate the birthday of a human being. A human birth is bound by karma. Human being, the birth is bound by karma. Based on karma in the past, the human acquires a given body. But for the incarnation of God, for example, is that Bhagavan nija ichha nirmita tanu maya guna gopar, meaning that Bhagavan takes the form of Bhagavan's own free will, not bound by karma. So we celebrate the physical appearance of Bhagavan in the form of Sri Krishna.
Okay.
So that's the appearance of Bhagavan, yeah.
And how is it celebrated apart from in the temple? Oh, you could tell us a little bit in temples and
yes.
One could celebrate at home.
Absolutely. In their homes, people have the, in Hindu tradition, as a matter of fact, in all religions, we have symbols help us to better understand God. It is the most complex subject to understand. So we have the Murti of Bhagavan. People usually have placed tikka on the forehead of the Murti, offer flowers which represent our love for Bhagavan. They will sing bhajans or sing hymns or any Sanskrit prayer that they know. They will go stand before the altar in their room, in their puja room at home, or also in the mandir, and they stand before the altar and they pray to Bhagavan with faith and devotion. They offer the prasad, place the prasad. Prasad is of course, our love for God. So when we worship Bhagavan, we, for example, we have fruits, we have sweets. It is a way of expressing our gratitude because Bhagavan is the source of everything. So by offering the fruits and flowers or whatever prasad we have, it's an expression of our love, and we want to express our gratitude to Bhagavan, thanking him for all his kindness, all his kripa, all his grace. So they will light agarbatti, have a diya, they will do aarti, they will sing bhajans, place the prasad. And at Mandir, we have the beautiful murti of Radha Krishna Bhagavan. We do abhishekam. The murtis will be anointed with special Vedic mantras. And all, we put special clothing and garlands upon the murti. And then devotees come and they make their offerings of prasad. Whatever offerings they have, if they do not have, we give them flowers. And they come and just offer a prayer in their mind. So that is in general how we celebrate Janmashtami. And why we go till midnight? Because based on Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran, a book that deals with the stories or the analogies and examples of the avatar, the incarnation of Bhagavan, is that Bhagavan appeared at 12 midnight. Bhagavan appeared at 12 midnight. At 12 midnight, so we conclude the puja at 12 midnight with Maha Arati. For example, the another incarnation of Bhagavan Sri Ram, which is the seventh avatar, the seventh incarnation, we conclude the puja at midday time. Bhagavan appeared in that incarnation at Madhya Divas Ati Sitana Khata. He appeared around springtime. It wasn't too cold, it wasn't too hot, around midday time. But Sri Krishna came at midnight.
Okay.
So that's why we conclude at midnight.
And I have a couple of quick questions. And you know, because of my ignorance, not knowing, I ask these questions and I ask for forgiveness those who might know the answer. I think there are many people who would.
You don't have to apologize, Richard. Please, you don't have to apologize.
Because I think a lot of people.
Any question.
Good. So here's, if I could get 2 minutes of your time. Now, when I'm looking for items to share on television and all that, I always see a small Krishna in a swing, and people tend to be at temples touching it so it would keep in motion. What's the reason for that?
You know, just like how we have so in this situation, they give the treatment as a special guest in the home. So we give this, in this situation, like royal treatment is given to God in that physical form, and the rocker is there. We want to make him extremely comfortable. We chant mantras, and they sing prayers, they sing bhajans, and they rock him in the rocker, so to speak. And of course, at the temple, we celebrate the appearance last night, and we have a smaller version of the Murti, and we place the Murti in a cradle, and we rock the cradle. It's an expression of our love and our care. For example, in the temple or in our home, the Lord is the most important guest. Bhagavan is the most important guest in the home. So we want to put that special, that rocker, in certain situation, they put it in a little crib, and they rock Bhagavan, and a way of expressing our gratitude, and say, you are our guest in this home, we want to make you comfortable, and we want to give you royal treatment, so to speak.
Okay, and last question. You mentioned, I know Lord Hanuman is the 11th reincarnation of Lord Shiva.
Yes.
You mentioned just now the 7th. Could you just give us, so we could learn something today, at least up until the 11th, what is the first, second, third, if you don't mind?
Yes, so first, when this earth was sunk, like there was water covering all over, the Lord came as Matsyavatar in the form of a fish. And we know that life started from one cell organism, so we can trace that back to creation. And he came in the physical form of Matsyavatar, right? When water, the whole planet was covered in water. Then the second avatar is Kurma avatar, when there was land and water. So the Kurma avatar, Varaha avatar, meaning a boar. A boar can live on land and can live in water as well. So that's the second avatar of Bhagavan. And then we celebrate last night, Krishna is the eighth avatar or the eighth incarnation of Bhagavan. And in the Hindu tradition, we have 9 so far, Krishna, and some people consider Buddha to be an avatar, but in certain traditions, they do not accept Buddha as an avatar. So the 10th avatar, which will come in the present age, Kali Yuga, the dark age where people will be engrossed in materialism and have little time for prayer and worship, Kalki avatar will be the 10th avatar coming in Kali Yuga.
And some people say we are in that time now.
Yeah, we are in Kali Yuga, but it is the beginning of Kali Yuga. Although we find a lot of violence and people are not so spiritually inclined, still, some people may be not so spiritually inclined, but there are millions and millions of people who have tremendous love and faith in their hearts, who are kind, who are loving. So it's the beginning of Kali Yuga. As we get more into Kali Yuga, you'll find people will be much more violent, they'll be much more materialistic, and like we're going down the spiritual ladder. And then the avatar will come to till this scale and balance towards dharma, towards spirituality. So when there's a breakdown in the dharma, the word avatar came from the Sanskrit root dru, which means to support, to sustain. So the main purpose of the avatar is to support the devotees who are going through pain and suffering, to fill the scale in balance towards spirituality when people create chaos and confusion.
You know, Pandit, some of our listeners wouldn't agree or like what I'm about to say, but I have noticed, this is my observation, that a couple of the temples, I don't want to quote any, but yours I could safely say, I have seen an increase, an influx of non-West Indian coming to temple now and actually filling up the temple at the Sankat Mochan. You, who are their spiritual leader, speak in Urdu or Hindi, and still take the time to explain the what you're saying. Both you translate quickly and make it an effortless event. What do you have to say to those Guyanese and Trinidadians who used to come and they're shying away now? I mean, you had seen the joy, you as a spiritual leader, love to see the temple, people are gravitating to your sermon and your message. But I have seen where the numbers are growing, which is good, but it hurts me to think that other people are benefiting and who donated in the early and who were there to help, who this was built for, and not coming as often.
You know, Richard, that's a wonderful question. I'm glad that you asked this question because some people who used to come maybe listening to the program, you know, sometimes on the spiritual journey, people who are supposed to walk with you, God has a way to keep them with you. And those people who are not supposed to be with you, sometimes God has a way to take them to their destination. We started the journey together, but some people, somewhere along the line, people priorities change in life. So some devotees after COVID, so many West Indian Hindus stopped coming to the temple. The excuse is, Panditji, we are avoiding social gathering. But they go to all other social gathering parties, reception, and other places, but coming to the temple, I'm scared, Panditji. And I, you know, Hanumanji, I'm just an insignificant servant of him. And I'm, by his grace, our temple, little temple in Sankat Mochan Hanuman Mandir in Ajax, we have devotees from Hindus from around the world. All parts, we have a few families, Pakistani Hindus. Some Pakistani Hindus coming there as well. And we have from east, west, north and south of India. We have from Africa. We have from around the world. So we have like all the people who speak Hindi. And by the grace of Hanumanji, before I went to India, all my studies was, these courses were in Hindi, so I had to know Hindi before I went to study in India in 2001. So that is way how God works in mysterious ways. I had to prepare myself to go for my studies. I had to learn the language a little bit because Hanumanji knew that there will be 15, 20 years in the future, you'll have an audience that as a West Indian, you'll have to speak to them in Hindi and you'll have to speak in English to have the West Indians at the same time. And I take this responsibility as a special blessing from Sri Hanumanji. He has been so good to me and my family and the entire congregation. But again, some people choose not to come. I don't know why, but most of, as a matter of fact, on Tuesdays, sometimes we get 2,000 to 3,000 people walk through the doors of the temple. The temple is full 4 or 5 times. As a matter of fact, we have grown out that location for the past 3 years. Last night, there was no room for people to come into the temple. It is all because of my dear Hanumanji's blessing. Not because of anyone, but because of Hanumanji's blessing. He has brought these people from around the world. And it's such a beautiful gathering. And I'm sure our poor parents would have been so proud that we have made a full circle. After almost 200 years, they have left the shores of India, and not very many West Indians can speak the language. And now we are in a situation where we have become, in our own little way, our little teach of Sanatana Dharma back to the same community that they left over 200 years ago. So it's like a full circle. We're making when it comes to spirituality.
And you know, as you mentioned that, I must say, happy independence to the people of the Republic of India.
Oh, yes.
As they celebrate.
79 years. Thank you so much.
And just before I let you go, two things. You have some events coming up, important events. You want sharing with us?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Richard. Right now, we have Saptaha Bhagavat Katha. 7 days of Bhagavad Katha going on, which deals with the appearance and the activities of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So we have Katha, Bhagavad Katha tonight at the Mandir from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. So I'm inviting everyone who is listening, kindly come and join us for Katha this afternoon. Tomorrow will be the final session from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And also we will be celebrating Sri Ganesh Utsav, that is this beautiful event where it's called Vinayak Chaturthi, where clay murtis are made of Ganesha. We'll do the installation on the 26th at our mandir. Our murti came from India, beautiful 5 feet murti tall. And then on the 26th, that's a Tuesday, we'll have Hanuman Puja and the installation of Ganesha's murti from 6 p.m. till up to about 8:30, 9 p.m. And then on the 31st, we'll be going for Visarjan. For the past 14 years, we have been doing, Sankat Mochan Hanuman Mandir has been doing Ganesh Visarjan in Durham region. We have brought it to Durham region since our temple has been in existence. So on the 26th installation for the Murti, and every evening until the 29th, sorry, the 30th, will be Puja and Satsang in the Mandir. There's always something going on in the Mandir. And just to let everyone know that the temple is open 7 days a week, because the time has come where people come from around the world every day to the Mandir. So we have to keep the Mandir open.
And with the school reopening, I know many temples and religious organizations would have special service for children going back to school. Any of these are planned?
Yes. Now, right now we also have a summer camp for children that goes on. And we have a WhatsApp group, so they can join the WhatsApp group. Anyone, just Sankat Mocha Hanuman Mandir, you find the WhatsApp group. Join it every Wednesday evening from 6 to 7:30 evening. We have about 50, 60 students, from Hindu children from around the world. And our West Indian children, I must say, is less than 5% of the congregation of children at the temple. Again, I don't know why the parents are not sending the children. So every evening, and it will conclude on the 27th of August. And then before school reopens, this Sunday before school reopens, we usually do Saraswati Puja for all children. They will bring their books and we bless them, give them special lakshan on their hand, do special prayers for them to start their school year.
Pandit, I want to thank you very, very much. You know, I wish I could get you or more people to speak the truth. And you know, because we need to let people know, we need to adjust, we need to change. The fact that children are not being, long ago we would see children walking the street with their mother and father with their Bible in their hand going to Sunday school, marked up classes every Sunday, children rushing and uncles and aunties packing them up and taking them, dropping them off to the masjid, Balzaka classes, people. But today, when children, you can't get them away from their devices. One, parents are so busy doing the laundry, cutting the lawn, doing this, and they're not taking them. By the age 5, 6, 7, they forget. They don't know anything about religion anymore. And good luck when you start school, when they go to university, and they come home with a boy or a girl who might not be of the same faith, don't even know a religion. That's breaking coconut on the beautiful condo, and they know why they're doing it. They're wetting up the floor for nothing. But then they would want to call Pandit, pay them the most expensive price. And by the way, we need, as parents, young parents especially, get your children involved. Please, please.
Richard, I just would like to add something to that. You know, my friend, my dear listeners, and my brother Richard, is the parents, you know, the truth is a bitter pill to swallow. When the children grow up and they get into trouble, they do not know what to do. And quite often, you find that children who grew up in temples, who grew up in masjid, grew up in church, they tend to be very decent, well-behaved, educated children. They focus on their studies. They don't drop out of school. They don't get in trouble. They don't get in bad company. You and I have seen this all the time. And I wish that parents will learn from these experiences. Get your children involved in your places of worship. Take them. If not, when the child grows up, the child behaves badly, who's to be blamed?
Again,
it's sad, but the parents should be blamed. And the truth must be spoken. I'm a practical person, so are you, and every person is listening also. We are practical people. If
and you
the
know,
parents do not make the effort, what are we going to do? It's a bit difficult to swallow, but we have to swallow it and change.
But parents want to be their children's best friend. They want to be their best. You know, my mother is like, you know, I'm like your big sister, I'm not your best friend. And, you know, the discipline is breaking up. But anyway, that's two other radio programs. But I want to ask you before you leave, I know you're heading to your puja, if you could just bless our audience with a short prayer for those of us who are not able to come out, but this morning, you know, it could refresh us with a beautiful prayer this morning. Good afternoon, sorry.
Absolutely. First and foremost, I want to thank you, my brother. You have always been there. You serve all our communities equally with so much love, so much respect, so much sincerity. So thank you for this service that you're doing between our community. thank you, my brother. I pray that Hanumanji keep you strong, bless you with strength, bless you with knowledge, keep you exactly. Of course, you look very young, you don't get old. May he keep you just like that, my brother. And thank you for the service that you're doing in our community. We need more people like you. But Richard is in a league by himself. There's only one Richard Aziz we have in this community. And thank you, my brother. So please join me in a prayer. I offer a prayer to keep us simple, humble, keep our hearts filled with love and devotion, respect, and may we do the right thing at the right time when we call upon to act in this world. Om Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranata Krishnashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Om Shanti 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 Boliye Krishna Lal Ki Jai.
Thank you, and have a wonderful evening. And it's always a pleasure having you. And I want to say, you know, when we say talk to Pandit, I sometimes always forget his wife, who is, and most Pandits, their wives are their leaders, because they're the ones plan their events and make sure, and they're the strongest supporter. So we want to say hello and give her our love and thanks for doing what she does. And I saw this morning your two boys did a wonderful segment on television. Thank you again. Your family indeed a blessing to our community. Jai Shri Ram.
Thank you. Jai Shri Ram, Richard. Jai Shri Ram. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
अच्युतं केशवं कृष्णदामोदरम् रामनारायणं जानकीवल्लभम् कौन कहते हैं भगवान आते नहीं
This is Radio Shabnam. Again, stay with us as we continue keeping you company right until 4 o'clock.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chatax home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Well, you know, this morning I was having breakfast and Wendy asks, how come we don't play the Hanuman Chalisa? You know, it's been some time you're coming and doing stuff for the summer and a lot of events and shows, etc. But we haven't had anyone wanting to sponsor this segment, and it's not a matter, it's about 15 minutes long, and we'd love to get, and I use that time hoping that we would get that type of sponsorship so we could support the program here, and not only that, share a beautiful Chalisa every Saturday, as Saturday being one of the 2 days, Tuesdays and Saturdays, belongs to Hanuman Baba. And so she said, you know what, I want to sponsor it today. So today she'd like to sponsor it in loving memory of her grandparents who she loved, that they're no longer here. So we want to present it today. And those of you who would like to share in sponsoring the Chalisa, please, please feel free to contact me at 416-832-7293. 416-832-7293. Compliments, Wendy Macedo, in loving memory of her grandparents.
Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj निज मन मुकुरु सुधारी बरनउ रघुबर विमल जसु जो दायक फल चारी बुद्धिहीन तनु जानी के सुमिरो पवन कुमार बल जय हनुमान ज्ञान गुण सागर जय कपीस तिहु लोक उजागर राम दूत अतुलित बल धामा अंजनी पुत्र पवन सुत रामा निवार सुमति के संगी कंचन बरन विराज सुबेसा कानन कुंडल कुंचित केसा हाथ वज्र ध्वजा विराजे कांधे मुंज जनेऊ साजे शंकर सुवन के नंदन तेज प्रताप महाजगवंदन विद्यावान गुणी अति चातुर राम काज करिबे को आतुर प्रभु चरित्र सुनिबे को रतिया राम मन बतिया सूक्ष्म रूप धरिति यही दिखावा विकट रूप धरि लंक जरावा भीम रूप धरि असुर सहारे रामचंद्र के काज सवारे जीवन लखन जियाए श्री रघुवीर हरषि उर लाए रघुपति की बहुत बड़ाई तुम मम प्रिय भरत ही सम भाई सहस बदन तुम्हारो जत गावे अस कही श्रीपति कंठ लगावे सनकादिक ब्रह्मादि मुनीसा नारद सारद सहित सहिता जम कुबेर दिगपाल जाते कभी कोविद कही सके सहस्त्र जो जन पर भानु लियो ताही मधुर फल जानु प्रभु मुद्रिका मेरी मुख माही जल दिलाही गए अचरज नाही दुर्गम काज जगत सब सुख लहे तुम्हारी करना तुम रक्षक काहू को डरना पापन तेज समारो पे तीनों लोक हाँकते कांपे भूत पिशाच निकट नहीं आवे महावीर जब नाम सुनावे ना से रोग हरे सब पीरा जपत निरंतर हनुमत वीरा संकट से हनुमान छुड़ावे मन क्रम वचन ध्यान जोड़ावे सब पर राम तपस्वी राजा तिनके काज सकल तुम साजा और मनोरथ जो कोई लावे जीवन फल पावे चारों जुग पर ताप तुम्हारा है प्रसिद्ध जगत उजियारा साधु संत के तुम रखवारे असुर निकंदन राम दुलारे सिद्धि नौ निधि के दाता हस वर दीन जान की माता राम रसायन तुम्हारे पासा सदा रहो रघुपति के दाता तुम्हारे भजन राम को पावे जन्म जन्म के दुख बिसरावे अंत काल रघुबर पुर जाई जहाँ जन्म हरि भक्त कहाई और देवता चित्त न धरई हनुमत से सर्व सुख करई संकट कटे मिटे सब पीरा जो सुमिरे हनुमत बलबीरा जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करहु गुरुदेव की नाई जो सत बार पाठ कर कोई छूट ही बंदी महा सुख धोई जो यह पढ़े हनुमान चालीसा होए सिद्धि साखी गौरी सा तुलसीदास सदा चेरा की जय नाथ जय महादेरा की जय नाथ हृदय महादेरा
पवन दा
Again, the Hanuman Chalisa brought you today to the kind compliments of Wendy Macedo, in loving memory of her grandmother, Dulcie Ramprasad, and Ramcharan Ramprasad, both of St. Madeline. You know, when I asked her, I said, okay, so you wanted food? She said, Ma and Pa. Well, I didn't know their names, right? So she just had to text it to me, Dulcie Ramprasad and Ramprasad Ramcharan of St. Madeline, just opposite St. Madeline Cricket Ground, they lived. And of course, you know, her grandmother, from the stories I've heard, there are so many people that she rendered assistance and love and opened up her homes for and to. I recently went to a funeral, and there's so many different families were there remembering and talking so many good things about them. So God bless them. And again, thank you, Wendy, for sponsoring the Hanuman Chalisa today. As we continue, every time around 4 o'clock, at 3 to 4, in that last hour, somewhere there, I continue to play some of the oldies, you know. And I thought, you know, how come we don't play it a little bit earlier? Well, I thought we'd share some of these with you while we continue to keep you company right here on Shabdam Radio, AM 770, and around the world at shabdamradio.com.
Bhagwan, 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 Bhagwan. Oh, duniya ke रखवाले सुन दर्द भरे मेरे नाले सुन दर्द भरे मेरे नाले ओ दुनिया के रखवाले सुन दर्द भरे मेरे नाले सुन दर्द भरे मेरे नाले आस निराश के दो रंगों से दुनिया तूने सजाई नैया संग तूफान बनाया मिलन के साथ जुदाई जा देख लिया हर जाई तो नीर बहाले अब तो नीर बहाले ओ अब तो नीर बहाले ओ दुनिया के रखवाले सुन दर्द भरे मेरे नाले सुन दर्द भरे मेरे नाले आग बनी सावन की बरखा फूल बने अंगारे नागन बन गई रात सुहानी पत्थर बन गए तारे सब टूट चुके हैं सहारे ओ जीवन अपना वापस ले ले जीवन देने वाले ओ दुनिया के रखवाले चांद को ढूंढे पागल सूरज शाम को ढूंढे सवेरा प्रीतम को हो न सका जो मेरा भगवान भला हो तेरा ओ किस्मत फूटी आस न टूटी पाँव में पड़ गए छाले ओ दुनिया के रखवाले चुप है दीवारे दिल क्या उजड़ा दुनिया उजड़ी रूठ गई है बहारे हम जीवन कैसे गुजारे ओ मंदिर गिरता फिर बन जाता दिल को कौन संभाले ओ दुनिया के रखवाले सुन दर्द भरे मेरे नाले सुन दर्द भरे मेरे नाले ओ दुनिया के रखवाले रखवाले रखवाले
Only on Shabnam Radio on a Saturday. This is Richard Aziz extending to you and yours a warm welcome.
Spread the word. Shabnam Radio is now on 24/7.
मैं तेनू समझावा की ना तेरे बाजू लगदा जी मैं तेनू समझावा की ना तेरे बाजू लगदा जी तू की जाने प्यार मेरा मैं करा इंतजार तेरा तू दिल तू यूं जान मेरी मैं तेनू समझावा के ना तेरे बाजू लगदा जी हाय तू की जाने प्यार मेरा मैं करा तेरे बाजू लग जाजी दिल तेरे बज लग
Shabdam Radio. Hey, don't forget, we're going on till 4 o'clock, and following me would be Shamji Ali with 2 hours of excellent radio indeed. Oh, it's TVZ, the Bollywood Zone, and that's coming up at 4 o'clock. On Friday the 22nd at Calypso Hut in Mississauga, you'll be treated to Bacchanal. Chutney Bacchanal in the West. Doors open at 7 o'clock at Calypso Hut. That's Paul's place. $20 for an evening of traditional style and some hot chutney music. Only Devanand Gattu knows how to do it. You know, his voice alone is a kind of old voice. It's something that meets the modern day. And he is going to be there. You would get to meet him up close and personal. And check this out. There's $20 early bird tickets. So I'd give you the number for Nigel. Give him a call. 437-331-2387. Those are $20 tickets. You might want to call and see if you could get your hands on some. 437-331-2387. You know what? Let me let Devanand tell you about it.
Hello everyone, this is Devanand Gattu and it's Chutney Bacchanal. I will be in Toronto Friday the 23rd of August and Saturday the 24th of August. Friday 23rd of August at Calypso Hut and Saturday the 23rd of August at Twilight Restaurant. It's a family event. Bring the kids. Kids under 10 is free. They are early bird tickets. Only $20. Get your early bird tickets. I will be there to sing my two latest back-to-back hits. Keleto amawake chaya, amade angala kele bade lalena. Plus of all my other hits. Shake it baby, shake it. Warm up my soul, darling, warm up my soul. Finally, you really have to drink rum until you're dying. Friday the 22nd at Toronto West, Calypso Hut. Doors open at 7 p.m. They are limited. Early bird tickets at $20. Saturday the 23rd at Twilight Restaurant. Bring the entire family. Let's have some fun for the summer. For more info, contact Nigel at this number on your screen.